The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good evening, Nerd Clan. It's Blake. We're back on Blake's Book Club for Midnight Sun, Chapter 21, The Game. Now, this is one of the more famous scenes in Twilight, both book and film. While I think that the book probably did a better job for Twilight than the film did, in this particular case, for Midnight Sun, it's a much different experience than the Twilight version of it. And naturally so. We're focused on Edward's perspective here. His interpretation of the game is far different than Bella's. And that's obviously by design. It's another good chapter. We've had a string of good chapters here. I find myself much more interested in the book now than in previous chapters. I would say, 17 and up has been a great little stretch. The stretch there, I would say, like 10 through 16 was rough because it got old real quick. But 21 here, the game is good. And is while the game itself actually bored me to tears reading it, I skimmed through most of it because it's just a replay of events. It's like going to the paper and reading a newspaper, old school. If you didn't watch the baseball game the previous day, like if you're a Red Sox fan and you wanted to see the highlights of the game, but you didn't have ESPN or whatever, you went to the paper and you read the paper, you read the recap, and it would tell you, okay, this got this hit and they did this and they did that, and it gave you the recap of the game. Very similar in this chapter. It's not exquisite writing for the game. It's not very descriptive. It's not very, it felt perfunctory almost. And I suppose that's the issue with trying to recap sports events or sports in general in books like this, because there's only so much you can do. There's only so much you can say. In fact, J.K. Rowling, I think, even struggles writing even about a fantastical sport like Quidditch. At least in the first book, she did a pretty good job, but that isn't necessarily due to her writing. It's due to the fact that Quidditch itself is a magical sport. It's a fantastical sport. So reading about kids, swooping in and out on brooms grabs the attention much quicker than learning how Edward and Alice kind of cheat, and how Edward is running to second base because of a bunt, and it doesn't grab your attention as much as Stephanie Meyer tries to inculcate that information to us by way of the personal interactions of the family. It still doesn't grab me, so I found myself skimming through the play-by-play of it all. But as interesting as the game was, the physical game itself, and getting Bella to the game with the Jeep and all the other stuff, actually, I think what caught my attention most was the beginning of the chapter. In particular, the interactions between Bella and Billy Black. This sets the stage here for an oncoming problem that Edward
knows could happen but doesn't see. And of course, we're setting up what happens in New Moon for the most part. But this is important. And those interactions and how it went through, even something as small as Jacob interpreting Bella's kiss to be one where she really enjoyed it. Again, that's something that happens. That happens in New Moon, and that is, you know, that is really important. It's really important. So for Stephanie Meyer to put this in here the way that she does, and Edward's interpretation of Jacob's interpretation of the kiss is great. So we have the interaction between the Billy Black and Bella, and Bella holds her own in this one, making us well aware, at least through the eyes of Edward, that she is a very strong character. She, even though Billy Black is her father's friend, he is her elder. She stands on her own. It's none of her business of what she does. It's none of his business what she does with Edward. And I liked how Billy was trying his best to navigate what was happening with Bella, and not and consciously not go against the treaty. Where he even recognized that, wow, this girl could be a lawyer. Good stuff. Very good stuff. The other part that I quite enjoyed too was actually the flashback with Carlisle and the call to Billy Black. Again, this is one of the things that I think is important for Midnight Sun to do. And this has only happened a few times in this book, where you get a sense of a much larger world happening in Twilight that you don't get from Twilight. This fills in the blanks. And particularly Carlisle and the Cullens moving back to the area and having to let Billy Black know.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.